I feel like the number's way higher than what I personally think it is.
Any guess as to what you think a more realistic number is? What did you have in mind coming in here that you thought you might hear?
I had in mind it probably would be in the mid-30s to 40.
Do you think we're going to see some drops in the number over the season with the monthly forecasts?
I would think so, because a lot of fruit is still falling off the trees in the places that were hit the hardest.
Can you tell us where your groves are and how they fared in the hurricane?
We have groves in DeSoto County, and the ones on the eastern side of the county got the worst hit. We lost 100% in a lot of places, especially in our navels and grapefruit, and our earlier varieties were totally lost, and also our tangerines. We lost all our tangerines in the eastern part of the county. Back towards the west, we lost navels and some mineolas back there, probably about 60%. But round oranges seem to do a lot better in the western part of the county.
Are you talking fruit falling off the trees or total loss of the trees being uprooted?
No, it's total loss of the fruit on the trees. The trees are still in pretty decent shape. We lost a lot of fruit. I mean, we lost all the fruit on them, but we didn't lose any trees.
What do you think your percent of loss is from the storm?
Overall, well, in those places that lost 100%, it's hard to say because we really won't know that till we start picking the fruit. I would guess 50%.
How do you think this storm is going to affect the Florida citrus industry, say, over the next 5 years?
Oh, I think it'll bounce back good because a lot of people are still planting. We're still planting trees, and we got a lot of stuff coming on. I think the future's very optimistic.
You're not going to go into any alternative crops, peaches, blueberries, anything like that?
We are not planning on doing anything different right now.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.